Do you want to know what the most heroic moment of your day is? When the alarm clock goes off. That's the most heroic part of your day. Each time that annoying sound goes off, it's a reminder that God has given you another day to do His will, when He could have just let you die in the middle of the night. So what do you do when the alarm clock goes off? If you're like me, you probably yell something that you can't repeat in church at the clock, hit the snooze button, and pull the covers high over your head until you absolutely have to get out of bed. How differently does St. Jose Maria Escrivá describe this moment? He says, upon hearing the alarm clock, dart to your knees and consecrate yourself to Jesus and Mary. This is what the truly dynamic Catholic does. Recognize that the very first moment of the day is a gift from God, and that if you give that over to Him and lift up to Him in prayer the rest of the day, the rest of the day will have a fighting chance of being lived in His presence. You know the difference between a good day and those days where everything seems to go wrong. Part of making every day a good day is by marking its beginning and its end with the presence of God. Spiritual writers often talk about what they call recollection. The recollected soul is the person who lives as much as possible in the presence of the Lord, no matter what exterior activity she maybe happen to be doing, whose heart is praying while the hands and eyes and feet and mind are going about the ordinary daily tasks of life. That recollection, that spirit of prayer, gives the gift of interior peace. It may not take away the chaos that surrounds you. It won't necessarily make the kids behave better or magically clean up your house or temper your boss's anger, but it will change your heart. It'll make the difference between a good day and a day that you just can't wait to see the end of. Have you ever had those days? Right? I think, though, when we talk about prayer, somehow we think that it's this huge, burdensome task that we find so hard. I once had a friend, a Catholic, who was part of a Bible study with a bunch of Baptist women, and they once asked her at the beginning of the Bible study to pray. And the only thing that came to mind was, "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive." Her friends looked at her wild-eyed, and she shrugged, "I don't know how to free pray, I'm Catholic," right? Now, as Catholics, we're great fans of what we call vocal prayers. Those standard prayers we all learn to memorize or use out of prayer books. We're great fans of the public prayer of the liturgy, the Mass and the Liturgy of the Hours. And we should obviously take advantage of all of these prayers. But the spiritual discipline which makes us the most dynamic of Catholics is the practice of mental prayer. St. Teresa of Avila used to boast, "If a soul practices mental prayer 15 minutes a day, she can never be lost." Now, at first it sounds like a little bit of a superstition, doesn't it, right? But what this first female doctor of the church is getting at is that when we open ourselves up to the prayer of the heart, we are in union with Christ. And what can separate us from the love of Christ? Matthew Kelly, in his book, the book that we're all reading together as a parish family, points out that dynamic Catholics don't have just a vague wish to pray more often. They're intentional about it. Now, it may seem odd to call your relationship with God a routine, but there's an aspect of it which is kind of a routine. Okay, think about it. You kiss your spouse and tell him you love him every night before you go to bed. Okay? It's a routine. Okay? You're not always in the throes of romantic passion every time you do it. Okay? But you do mean it. It's when you stop doing it. That's when you know that there's something not quite right. And if you just go cold turkey, then you have to wonder, okay, where is this marriage going? Routine doesn't have to be, well, routine, but it does have to be regular. What is less important is what spiritual disciplines or pious practices you choose than that you do them, and do them often. Prayer isn't something that you can learn in a classroom. Even though there are a lot of great spiritual books which can teach about prayer, but they're not necessarily in themselves prayer. Some people sign up for an hour every week in our Adoration Chapel. Others spend 15 minutes in the morning with their Bibles. Some go to Mass every day. Others pray the rosary as a family every night before going to bed. What a dynamic Catholic does not say is, I don't have time to pray. Now, there's no one here who has the time to pray like a cloistered nun. Okay? And it'd be a sin if you did. Okay? Your prayer life has to be part and parcel of your state in life. You may learn how many decades of the rosary you can say while waiting for the pasta to boil for spaghetti. Or whip out the Prince of Peace app on your phone and say evening prayer while in the car line after school. But that prayer has to be there. And you have to be intentional about it. That having been said, we also have to make room for silence and solitude. We live in a world which is so noisy and overstimulated. We often find ourselves uncomfortable when we're not being assaulted all day and night long by sights and sounds and smells. But that is not a place of absence. It is the one place where we can experience the presence of God in a new level. Don't try to pretend that you won't be distracted, okay? Because you will. It's okay. But still choose to be alone with God in silence. And even if you spend those 10 minutes a day wanting to crawl up the wall, the very sacrifice of giving that pain over to Jesus for His glory will lead you to prayer. But you have to persevere. Building up the spiritual discipline of prayer is going to make the difference between having a good day and not. You're never going to have strength to get through this life without some extra help from on high. And that doesn't come by extorting promises out of God to get what you want when you want it. It comes by wasting time, by resting in the Lord with prayer. Matthew Kelly, in his book, has a little thing he guides you through called the prayer process. So when you read the chapter on prayer, I want you to sit down with as few distractions as possible and just go through that exercise. And I want you in the upcoming week to go through that exercise one time each day, okay, for this entire week, and set the same time and place to do it every day. I don't care if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom, okay, and let the kids pound on the door to do it, but do it. And see a glimpse into how prayer can change your heart.